Friday, 15th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading, Exodus chapter 11, verse 10. Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the people of Israel go out of his land. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, they shall take every man a lamb according to their father's house, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then a man and his neighbor next to his house shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs in the evening. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat them. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted with unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled with water, but roast it, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall fall upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall observe it as an ordinance forever." The Gospel of Matthew, chapters 12, verse 1. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Theme: the laws are issued to protect life. People are easily lost. The reason they get lost might be because of their arrogance or their stubbornness of heart. For example, laws are issued to protect life. People are never permitted to kill in the name of the law. Reality shows the opposite. Many times people misuse laws to suppress, to unjustly treat, and even destroy others. Today's readings illustrate two cases when people got lost because of their ignorance or stubbornness of heart. In the first reading, God established Passover so that the Israelites would remember the event in which God, out of love, liberated them from their slavery to the Egyptians, to lead them to the promised land, not to keep tedious laws that related to the Passover celebration. In the Gospel, the Pharisees accused Jesus' disciples of violating the Sabbath's law when they plucked heads of grain to eat because they were hungry. Jesus protected his disciples by illustrating some examples of those who worked on the Sabbath without violating the law. Analysis, Reading 1, The Israelites' Passover. The meaning of the Passover. God was concerned about the Israelites' sufferings. He heard the Israelites lament when they were mistreated as slaves for the Egyptians. He called Moses to liberate them from the Egyptian king. He wanted Moses and the elders to ask the Pharaoh to release his people so that they could go into the desert to worship him. But instead of releasing the people, the king increased his wickedness and oppressed them more heavily than before. So God used his power through seven plagues. Today's passage reported the last plague, which happened to the Egyptians before the Israelites crossed through the Red Sea. The following are the important facts and their meaning in the Passover. The blood of the Passover lamb. It is necessary to differentiate the firstborn from the Israelites. It was necessary to differentiate the firstborn of the Israelites from the firstborn of the Egyptians. So when God's angels saw the blood on the doorposts and the lintels of the houses, they passed over them and did not enter or destroy the firstborn. The unleavened bread and bitter herbs are eaten with the Passover lamb to memorialize the bitter sufferings of their slavery to the Egyptians. They must quickly eat them and be ready to move out of the house where people want to destroy their lives, as God commanded them. In this manner you shall eat it, your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It was the Lord's Passover. The Egyptians' blood was poured out to save the Israelites. There were some people who blamed God for his injustice. They questioned, why did he use the Egyptian blood to save the Israelites? This was not correct, because in God's wise providence, he always found a way to protect before destroying life. The book of Exodus gave us a clear reason why the Egyptian king wanted to destroy the Israelites. He feared that they would fight against him if there was a war. If the king really feared that, he would have let them go when Moses and the elders asked permission to go into the desert to meet their God. When the king Pharaoh didn't release them, God showed his power. God used not only one or two, but seven plagues, and the king was still stubborn and did not change his mind. The plague in today's passage was the last plague. This shows God gives people many opportunities to repent before he destroys them. All nations on the earth are his children, and he isn't happy when he destroys them. He also can't let the wicked man destroy the lives of other nations. Gospel. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. The purpose of the Sabbath. The argument about the Sabbath is one of many conflicts between Jesus and the Pharisees and the scribes. The book of Leviticus clearly declared, "For 6 days work may be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day, a day for sacred assembly on which you shall do no work. The Sabbath shall belong to the Lord wherever you dwell." The third law of the Decalogue also declared, "Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day." Therefore, the two reasons for the Sabbath are for people to rest and to worship the Lord. People's bodies need to have rest, and God, who created people, commanded people not to work on the Sabbath. Besides, human experience shows us that it is necessary for people to pay attention to their spiritual dimensions on that day. Without them, people will be tired and have no strength to face the difficulties in life. God only gave the principle which stated, "The seventh day is the Sabbath day, a day for sacred assembly, on which you shall do no work." He didn't give all detailed laws about this day. All detailed laws came from people. They determined what kind of work and how heavy does a person carry. They determined the kind of work. They determined what kind of work violates the Sabbath. Some even say that people can't use the restroom on the Sabbath. Can people fight on the Sabbath? The Israelites' enemies knew that the Jews wouldn't fight on the Sabbath, so they attacked them on this day and killed many of them. After a while, the law permitted them to fight for their own protection on the Sabbath. Those who are exempt on the Sabbath. Priests who serve in the temple. If the priests keep the Sabbath, there would be no one to serve in the temple. Therefore, Jesus pointed out to them to see that there are some who are exempt. They can rest another day. Those who must protect their life. Jesus' disciples picked the heads of grain and ate them because they were hungry. Jesus reminded them of the event which David and his companions fled from Saul. They ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat. Jesus wanted to say that when people must protect their lives, they must find something to eat, even on the Sabbath. The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. The law of the Sabbath is only applied to human beings, not to God who gives laws, and don't depend on human laws. And it doesn't depend on human laws. Application in life. Only God has the right for life. He creates it, He creates and gives it to people for protection. In God's wise providence, He teaches and warns many times before He actually destroys. We should be awakened to recognize these warning signs from God. We should wake up and recognize the warning signs from God. The laws are made to protect life. We should never use the name of a law to destroy others' lives.